Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga, no, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga, no, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Showtime Radio Time. I'm Sweet Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears. Today's been a bit of a rough day for me. I would love to vent, but I've already done that with my mom. Normally, I mean, I've come to realize that I've been using the radio show as a way to vent. But I need to stop myself from doing that because I'm reviewing way too much of myself. All right. I would like to keep it a professionalist. I would like to keep a professional appearance to you guys. Might be too late, huh? Oh, boy. Well, I am actually, I know it's been a super long time since I've given you guys an interview. So I am going to be contacting someone this week, hopefully, if I can remember, to contact someone from Special Olympics. Jeez, yeah, it's been long overdue since I've been able to get – I know it's been long overdue to get an interview for you guys, but it's been even more long overdue since I've – oh, since I've – sorry, I got distracted – it's been more than long overdue since I've done – no, I haven't done an interview with Special Olympics yet. What am I talking about? Maybe one of these days I'll be the one interviewed on my radio show. Wouldn't that be cool? Ooh, that would be cool. Maybe I should try that. Dude, that would be awesome. I wonder who I could call for that. I have been trying to get my mom involved, even though she really doesn't like any publicity, especially when it comes to her business. She's not accepting any more clients, so. I don't know if I've told you guys. My mom is an accountant. She's a really good tax accountant, and she has, like, last I remember, she had over 300 clients, but I know that this year she had to fire clients. I shouldn't be talking about this. This is her stuff, not mine. Oops. Anyways, let's see. Today we got a really long list of holidays. Let me count them up one more time because I know I did last night, but I can't remember what the number was. I think it was 14. Jeez. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. I was right. Cool. All right. So let me go ahead and list off the holidays. By the way, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, I've been using this website called checkiday.com to, I guess, celebrate the different holidays that happen every day of the year. But considering I only do my shows on Mondays, I am only able to celebrate with you guys the holidays that happen on the Mondays. So today, let me list off those 14 holidays, shall we? Today is Black Poetry Day. Interesting. Four Prunes Day. International Adjust Your Chair Day. International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. Mulligan Day. Multicultural Diversity Day, National Boss Day, National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. National Edge Day, National Pasta Day. We have yet another food holiday. That's two so far. Spreadsheet Day. The start of Suck It. I have no idea what that is. I do have a tab open for that, though. Wear Something Gaudy Day. Yes, I haven't done that at all, actually. And lastly, today is World Trauma Day. Oh, boy. I was actually kind of interested in the Four Prunes Day, but let me pull out a link for the Black Poetry, because that makes sense. The birth of Black Poetry Day may have started as an anniversary of the first published African-American poet, Jupiter Hammond, who was born into slavery in 1711 on Long Island. With the birth of the Harlem Renaissance, which was alive in the period from 1924 to 1929, Black poetry continues to be a day of celebration of Black poets past and present. Ooh, it was established in 1985. Nice. An unofficial holiday. Cool. So those Black poets, like, for instance, there's, like, Langston Hughes, Phyllis Wheatley, Frank X. What about Malcolm X? Frank X. Walker. I read that wrong. And Maya Angelou. Yes, and she's still alive, which does not surprise me. That woman is strong. So the history of Four Prunes Day, I actually find it pretty interesting. I was actually in the middle of reading it before starting the show. It turns out that four prunes are the minimum of what people who want more digestive regularity should take per day. A maximum of 9 prunes. I think more than that and you're just going to be upsetting your stomach. Let's see. Many Americans steer clear of them, perhaps because of their association with regularity, which goes back to before Great Grandmother's Day. A campaign several years back tried to change the name of prunes to dried plums, which is what prunes are, by the way, to make them more appealing. One of our favorite hors d'oeuvres is prunes stuffed with chicken liver mousse. Huh, did not know that. 21st century view of healthy prunes should be as a high antioxidant fruit full of fiber, potassium, and magnesium. Ooh. A clinical study currently underway. Okay, but this blog was written in 2010. Indicates that prunes may have the ability to reduce bone loss. Ooh, cool. In postmenopausal women and may help fight osteoporosis. That is super cool. Nice. And let's see. The other holidays that I kind of had my interest, I know what a mulligan is, but I want to know why it was given a holiday. It's a day to give yourself or someone else a second chance. Oh, okay. The term mulligan originates from golf, wherein in formal games you can take a do-over for a bad shot. Usually this is allowed once per 18 holes, or some play once per 9 holes. Thus, if a golfer can have a do-over once per round, then the rest of us can take a mulligan once per year in our daily lives. That's actually pretty cool. And it's not just golf-related. People also use the mulligans in trivia games, even in, what was it? I think it was bingo? No, not bingo. I'm trying to remember what else I've remember. Because there is a trivia night that happens once a year here in my hometown for a trivia night. And we have a chance of using a mulligan in case we didn't know what the answer was to a certain question. I always have fun at those trivia nights. Oh, man. So I almost forgot today was National Boss Day. I meant to say that to all the bosses, to all my managers. Oh, I'm an idiot. I knew I was forgetting something. Well, I was really crabby by the time I had to leave anyway, so... If I did remember, I wouldn't have told them. I was really crabby, really moody. Man, days ever. All right, so National Edge Day. Wait, how much time has passed? Yeah, let's go ahead and play a song, shall we? Jeez, I've been talking a lot. So What song should I play? Because I honestly had no idea, like, what kind of songs would match these, honestly. Because I was looking at it last night, I'm like, wait, how am I supposed to find a song for these? I kind of remember finding a song for National Boss Day a long time ago. I don't think I bookmarked it, though, or saved it, because I know it was on YouTube. Oh, well. Let's see, what song should I play? Ooh, I like this one. And that was Colorblind by Counting Crows. Oh, thank the Lord there is such thing as Shazam. If you're not familiar with Shazam, it's an app that you can use to figure out what the song is called and who sings it. I've had this, I guess I should say, album on my computer for a super long time. And I could never remember I could never figure out who it was, who these songs were played by. I mean, I had the titles of the songs, but I had no idea who sang them. And then I realized I had an app on my iPod called Shazam. I used it earlier, and I figured out all of the songs, I think, except one. I got all of them. Man. Whoa. Okay. All right. All right, so let's see. The other holidays that I wanted to learn more about, National Edge Day, the start of Sukkot, as well as something Gaudy Day. All right, National Edge Day. It's an official holiday founded by people who live straight-edge lifestyles. Huh. The occasion has been celebrated annually on October 17th since 1999, The inaugural event, originally called Edge Fest, was held in Boston, Massachusetts. It is most prominent in Boston, but annual events are now held by individuals in U.S. states such as Georgia, California, and globally in cities such as Gothenburg and London. Where's Gothenburg? What the heck? Not familiar with that town. Where is that? Oh, Sweden. Nice. You know what? I think one of the Power Rangers seasons is set in Sweden. No, New Zealand. Jeez. I can't believe I know that. Wow. Let's see. The first annual National Edge Day was celebrated at the final 10-yard fight show at the Karma nightclub in Boston, Massachusetts. The show also featured the bands Bane, In My Eyes, Reach the Sky, and Floor Punch. I think I'm actually familiar with Floor Punch because it sounds familiar. It's pretty cool. A lot, I can't believe. I mean, that's pretty cool. I wonder where it's being celebrated today. Because it actually has a history of where some of these were celebrated. 2009, it was celebrated in Gothenburg. 2011, it was celebrated in Georgia. Performing bands included Mindset, Foundation, and Breakaway. Nice. The first UK Edge Day since 2004 was held in London. Nice. What was that? Oh, okay. 2012, first recognized West Coast Edge Day was held in Santa Ana, California. Sa-na-ta-a-na. Sorry. The second annual UK Edge Day show was held in London at the Brixton Jam Bar. Cool. And last year, it was held in London, DIY Space for London. It was also celebrated in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, in punk space called Rumah Api. It was also celebrated at the Hardcore Stadium in Cambridge, Maine? Or is that Massachusetts? Bands played included Stop and Think, Invasion, and Mindset. Huh. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. Let's go ahead and play one more song. No, I don't want to play Justin Timberlake. Maybe. No, these are all slow songs. Jeez. How about this one? All right, and that was In the Dark by Tiësto featuring Christian Burns. Ooh, ah. Alrighty, dighty. So let's see. The next two holidays that I wanted to talk to you guys about was the start of Sukkot, because I have no idea what that is. Sukkot, in traditional Ashkenaza, sorry, I'm pronouncing that wrong. Ashkenazi? I don't know. Literally, Feast of Booths. Is commonly translated to English as Feast of Tabernacles? What? Sometimes also as Feast of the Ingathering. It is a biblically Jewish holiday celebrated on the 15th day of the month of Tishrei. Varies from late September to late October. During the existence of the Jerusalem Temple, it was one of the three pilgrimage festivals on which the Israelites were commanded to perform a pilgrimage to the temple. Huh. Sukkot has a double significance. The one mentioned in the book of Exodus is agricultural in nature, feast of ingathering at the year's end, Exodus chapter 34, verse 22. And marks the end of the harvest time and thus of the agricultural year in the land of Israel. The more elaborate religious significance from the book of Leviticus is that of commemorating the Exodus and the dependence of the people of Israel on the will of God. And that's Leviticus chapter 23, verse 42 to 43. All right. If I had a Bible, I would check that up or look that up. I probably do, I just have no idea where it is. The holiday lasts 7 days in Israel and 8 in the diaspora, or diaspora. I don't know how that's pronounced either. The first day and second day in the diaspora is a Shabbat-like holiday when work is forbidden. Nice. This is followed by intermediate days called Chol Hamoed. Hamoed? Hamoed. Again, I don't know how to pronounce, Jewish words. Yeah, Jewish words. Sorry, not Jewish. It would be Hebrew. Oh, I'm terrible. Anyways, this is followed by intermediate days called Chol Hamoed, when certain work is permitted. The festival is closed with another Shabbat-like holiday called Shemini Atzeret, 1 day in Israel, 2 days in diaspora, where the second day is called Shimchat Torah. Shemini Atzeret coincides with the 8th day of Sukkot outside of Israel. Jeez, there's a lot of history to this. Origins, laws and customs, building a sukkah, special prayers, Hakol Chol Hamoed. Jeez, guys, you gotta look this up. This is insane. The significance observances begins, ends, dates. Okay, here we go. 2016 date, sundown October 16th through nightfall October 23rd. Okay, so Chekai Day needs to make sure they have that noted, because they don't have it marked yesterday. Huh. Well, I guess I should contact them and let them know about it. Is there a way of contacting the people at checkiday.com? I don't think there is. That's a bummer. Okay, well, how much time is left? Ooh, I should probably just go ahead and play. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye, because the one I want to play is a really good one, and it's a good song to end it with. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, and wherever you are in the world. I'm Sweet Rescue Rabbit saying goodbye with Too Late to Apologize by Timbaland featuring One Republic. Bye, everyone.
that you need me, then you go and cut me down.